Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. It is 6:01 p.m. I am going to call the meeting to order. Present, we have Ellis Merchant, Marilyn Prue, myself, Gina Lyon, Jacqueline Lorien, and we also have George Commandant. Did I say that correctly?
Yep.
Great. Thank you for joining us tonight. Any changes to the agenda, any additions or deletions? I don't have any.
I just wanted to add one thing for the discussion items, and that will be, do you guys want to keep to Tuesday nights, or did you want to go back to Mondays?
Okay.
But we can discuss it then.
Sure. Perfect. Privilege of the floor. Mr. Commandant, do you have anything for us?
I was wondering if you'd have announcements of upcoming meetings, like the Monday, the day before, on Facebook.
So we routinely meet, so this is kind of what she just added for our discussion item. Originally, we were meeting every second and fourth Monday of every month, and back in February or March, we changed it to every second and fourth Tuesday so that John Morley, who was assisting us as a business manager, could join us because he had Orleans meetings on the same nights on the Mondays, the second and fourth Mondays. But John is no longer joining us because I am now in the business manager role. So I think that's why Marilyn had asked to have us discuss, do we want to stay for the every second and fourth Tuesdays, or do we want to go back to the Monday nights? But we don't put that on Facebook. We post, do you know our website? Do you have access to our website?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I will write down our website. So on our website, we always post the agendas. So we'll post it for the regular every 2 week trustees meeting. And then if we happen to have a special trustees meeting for whatever reason we need to meet before or in between meetings, we post those. They have to be posted in advance. So it'll be on the website. Also on our website are all of our draft minutes. And then once those minutes become approved, the draft version comes off and the approved version goes on. And there's also the download of our recordings of our meetings that are on for 30 days after they get uploaded. So I will get you, I think it's BartonBT.com. It is BartonBT.com. www.BartonBT.com. And you can go around and play on our website. And if you have problems finding something, stop in and I will bring you back to the office and I'll show you where to go and navigate and find everything.
Thanks. Our night's meetings, we always announce it, you know, a week before the meeting. Just because you can be all prepared to go to a meeting, you know, a few days ahead of time, you know, and then what? I missed the meeting. It was yesterday.
Yep. And then we also have to publicly post our agendas. So typically I like to get them posted Thursday night, if not Friday morning, before our Monday or Tuesday meeting. And those postings are on the CNC bulletin board. They're on the post office bulletin board, and they're also on our bulletin board out in the front office. So those are our three locations, public locations.
Well, CNC's board is
Isn't
so
it busy? It is, yep.
You have to really know where you're looking to find.
Yeah, and I have to hunt to find a spot for it oftentimes and move things around, which you know you're not supposed to, but anyway, I'm guilty of that. But the post office is right there on the board under I think they have two boards for like public, community, and then governmental is the second board. So it's always over on the second board. And then we also have it right out front. And if you wanted to, I could also email it to you. Do you have an email address?
Sure.
Okay. What's your email address?
G-A-K.
G-E-K?
No, G-A-K.
J-A. Okay. G-A-K.
1013. AOL.com.
I can add you to the list of our agendas so you'll know when we meet.
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
I guess everybody in the town would have to be on your
Yeah, anybody can request. I have a list already. Like, it goes to the Newport Daily. It goes to Community Bank. Help me out. Town Clerk, The Chronicle. It goes to Orleans Village. So I can just add you to it. That's not a problem at all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Great. Anything else? Okay. All right. Action items. Minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated June 24th, 2025. I thought they looked good. I didn't have any changes or corrections that needed to be made.
Nope, I didn't either. Thought they looked good.
You're good? Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated June 24th, 2025, as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Perfect.
Ellis, did you second that?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Okay. Bills and warrants.
Looked through them. They're fine. And so I'll make a motion to approve the bills and warrants as presented.
Okay. Can I just add, before we do that, that I also had gone through and checked them before. And did you see the sticky note so that we made sure that we're good?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I just wanted to make sure you'd seen that. We did have to pull a couple of out. We reached out to those parties to say it will be in the next warrant just because the funding is a little tight till we get the line of credit from Passumpsic Savings Bank and until I get some FEMA money coming in and until hopefully NEK Broadband comes through with some money. So Sheila and I are kind of juggling, but we're communicating, so I just wanted to let you guys know. So you made the motion to approve. I'm going to second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Authorized signers for the Passumpsic Savings Bank line of credit. So I've been working with Kate Stallman at Passumpsic Savings Bank regarding the line of credit for the electric department until the rate increase goes through the PUC. BEPSA has submitted it, but it's, as we all know, it takes time. Everything has gone through. They just need confirmation from us who we are authorizing as signers on the line of credit. So we need to make a motion that myself and Sheila will be the two that will be able to access the line of credit as needed. Once I get the minutes, I will get that to them, and then we should be able to close up and get this line of credit processed. So I'm going to recuse myself at this point.
Yep.
Because I'm going to be
so
one of the names.
I will make a motion that we have for the line of credit at Passumpsic Saving Bank, Regina Lyons, and also Sheila Martin.
And I will second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. So as part of the small quality receivables grant that we had gotten, this was a grant that Vera had applied for about a year ago.
Was this like 84,000?
94,000.
Okay.
Yep. That's for the water treatment facility for Lucas to have the water filters coated, that big project. Part of the money also was used for a an analyzer that had burned and fried, and we had to get a new one. So we have used some funding. Lucas, we need to move forward with the grant, with the project, because I think the term date is the end of February 2026. Lucas wants to line up and schedule one of the companies to do this in either December of this year, 2025, or January 2026. He got two quotes or two estimates from different companies for what he would like to do as part of this grant project. And so I'm presenting them to you to review. Lucas is recommending and would like to go with the company, I believe it's the Vermont one here.
Yeah, there's quite a difference in price.
Yes. Yeah. So this is Vermont Protective Coatings is price per filter. There's two filters. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're looking at $65,320.
Okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. On the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wow. How their estimate was written. Yeah. So okay. It's per filter. KISC is the lump sum of $87,648.
Makes perfect sense.
He would like to go with the Vermont Protective Coatings. That was his recommendation. I also agree with him, one, because he's our manager and this is what his recommendation is, and two, it is a little bit less of the two estimates. And we did only receive, I think it was $93,500. And I want to say we've used 25 or 35
oh, really?
Of it
that
for
much?
The annual. Yeah, maybe not quite so much, but.
How much was that graphic size?
93,500.
So we must have enough.
We have enough to.
Do this?
Yes, that's what it was written for. And actually Ken from the Vermont Bond Bank emailed me today to say, where are we with this project? Because we haven't gotten any invoices from you in a while. And because it's coming up to, you know, the term date, it's to be completed by February of 2026. So I emailed him today to say that this was being presented to the board to pick a company so that Lucas can then line up the work, schedule the work, because we want to make sure we get it scheduled because we do have that deadline.
And this can be done in the winter month?
Yes, and that's when Lucas wants to do it. Yep.
So it comes to $65,320.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're saying we got 25 to 30 in the chlorine, whatever it was that you had said before,
mm-hmm.
then we should be pretty much covered.
Yep. Yep, that's what Lucas and I figured too when we discussed this briefly. So
that's great.
It is, because that's another project. So, again, 2 weeks ago at our last meeting, I told you Lucas is just really happy. It's what he's called and considering the 35-year plan. He essentially, these small projects that we've been doing, like the Doyle Lane project that I'm putting through FEMA, you know, he's, you know, this aspect of it, he feels like he's getting pretty much a new plant. So he's really excited. He still has a list today of things he wants to do that he told me about.
I don't
and
think
I said,
it ever will stop.
No, it won't with him. But I said, well, we'll talk. But, you know, you've got, you know, let's get through this and then.
I know on the finance side of it, it's easier if you have the expense and the grant coming in the same year.
Yes.
So just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this grant money, you do the work and you submit the invoice and then you get the money.
Yep.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
Well,
unless, well, I think he's really pushing to do it in January.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that would, just as far as
December
the finance part
you.
Of it, it's
yep.
just easier to
yep.
Show it all happening within
the same year.
Same
that
year.
Makes sense. So I'll make note of that too and tell him that we
but
really
it's not,
need
I mean,
to
it happens
push
because
if
time,
he did it in December, he wouldn't get it paid
right.
for until
we
next.
Probably wouldn't get the funding.
So our
until
books
January.
Would kind of end with this big expense
gotcha.
And the grant money.
Yeah.
Comes in the next year.
Was that grant 1 in 24?
Yes. That it's yep. It's one that Vera had applied for. The end of 24, and we received it, and he wasn't able to do the project this past winter, so Crystal got the extension date to the end of February 2026.
Nice.
Yep.
In our finances, I think we had it in the budget as coming in and going out
yep.
in 2025.
Okay.
So we'll have to explain it if it goes out in 2026.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Very true. Okay. Are you guys comfortable with choosing, or do you have any questions?
No, it sounds like I did have a question before when it was that much cheaper.
The difference.
Yeah. It's like it can't be the same. They can't be doing the same thing.
Yep, it's just how
now
the
that you've,
estimate was
you know,
written.
Explained it, it makes total sense.
Yep.
And I'm fine with the Vermont protective coating one, are you?
Yes, I am.
So I'll make a motion to go with Vermont protective coating for the price of $32,660 per filter, which would bring it to $65,320.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes.
That's not in a real great place.
Sorry. Oh, push it back.
Down.
Or move down. Right. It was that
I'm still waiting
put it behind
for John. I'm still waiting for John to come back.
I don't think we'll see him right now.
No, I don't think we'll need him now.
Okay, moving right along. Audited internal financial reports for period ending 12/31/2024. So we finally got the report from, I'm going to butcher it. It was KBS, thank you. It's right in front of me. I should, it's right there, KBS. And Crystal was kind enough to put together an explanation and then the warrant for us to approve. I received the actual hard copies of these in the mail, and so you have in your packet of backup material copies that we receive electronically from KBS, but this is the hard copy too, so that's for you to go home and read. And Chipper, I expect you to like do a report next meeting.
Yeah. Don't check my spelling.
Okay. So three things that, you know, were Crystal found out of it. The internal reports show that they updated three entries subsequent to the versions printed in our calendar year 2024 village report. Those entries are identified in the memo column and consist of the following. So adjustment to the EEC accrual. This is under our electric department. It's on page 82 and it's under miscellaneous income. There was an adjustment that they just caught that had to be made. And then they did page 3 of their letter to us, something regarding the pension calculations and adjustments, as explained in their paragraph. Where is it?
Every year,
somewhere.
They kind of have to do an actuarial on it.
Right,
and
because it's
never
the VMERS
done
and
at the end of the calendar year.
Right.
So
yep.
There's always going to be
so this is expected every year.
Yes.
Right. That's what I thought too. And then Crystal sent us a nice long explanation, although it says Maryland, FYI, regarding the highway state aid reclassified to calendar year 2024. So it looks like what we did was we got two payments in 1 year and they wanted it broke out. Is that how?
No, that's what happened. And she did it the correct way.
But they are saying no.
But they said no, they wanted her to claim it all in the 1 year.
That we received it.
Right.
Even though one was for 2023. One of the payments
was for 2025.
Oh, her dates on here are 20. Oh, no, now the revenues and okay.
So now in 2025, yep. We're going to be short that money because she tried to book it in 2025 as a prepaid.
Because it's for a project that we're doing this year.
Well, it's part of the state aid that we're going to get in 2025, and we got it ahead of time in 2024.
And is this the one that we didn't know about?
Correct. We just got this.
We're like, why do we have this extra money?
Correct.
Okay.
And they were prepaying because of the floods and thought they were helping the towns and villages out, which they were in a sense, but they needed to tell us what was going on.
Yep.
So I was kind of lazy in Orleans and did not do what Crystal did.
You just left it?
I just left it.
Okay.
And was lucky that that's the way they wanted it done. But
knew that.
So KBS let it go for you, but not us?
They're not our auditor.
Oh, never mind.
And I did it the way KBS would have wanted us to, just because I didn't want to put a prepaid into the next year. And
okay.
So Crystal, as far as I'm concerned, did it correctly.
Okay.
But they said no and made her bring it back into 2024.
Okay.
Okay.
So we will have to, Sheila will have to do something for this year. Or has it already been done, moved?
Right. Well, in our budget, we had put in, let's say we get $30,000 a year. Crystal had kept it at $30,000 and prepaid it of $15,000. But now, in our budget, it's going to say we expect $30,000, but we're only going to get $15,000 because they made us do it all in 2024.
Okay.
So
it is something we'll have to make note of.
Yes.
For future.
If people say, well, how come you didn't get so much state aid? We'll have to say, well,
this
we did, but we received it ahead of time in 2024.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Other than that, everything, you know, the report from KBS appeared to be fine from what I read. Did you have anything to add
to
it?
I didn't. Nope. Getting an audit is kind of something like when you have a dairy farm and the milk inspector comes. you try to leave them something that they're going to find.
Yep.
No matter what.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So she just likened the trustees to being cows.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. So they're going to find something no matter what.
Yeah. So we will. It will never be 100%. There's always something, and that's okay.
Right.
That's to be expected.
Their job. That's what they're.
And it's minimal what they usually find because it's typically always spot on.
Yep. Great. Okay. Upon discussion, I am going to make a motion to accept the audited and updated internal financial reports for the period ending 12/31/2024 as presented.
I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Now, on that note, Crystal has changed them in her spreadsheets, but you'll have to make sure that Sheila changes them in NEMRIC, and I don't know if that's gotten done.
Okay, so Crystal is here on Thursday to work with Sheila and I, so I will add that to my list to make sure that they... So I need to ask Crystal if changes were made in
NEMRIC.
The state aid.
Well,
any
of the adjustments that she made so that the NEMRIC is going to match her spreadsheets.
Okay. I will follow up with her while she's here Thursday working with Sheila.
It's going to have to be like a previous year entry.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. All right. Warrant for delinquent water, sewer, and electricity utility bills. Sheila had sent us an email about a month ago regarding properties that are ready to go up for tax sale. Do you recall that email?
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to know if we had any utility accounts to add to it to hand over to her for collection and or to add to the tax sale amount. And so I went through all of the list that she provided to us, and I did find there are 9 properties that have been identified as delinquent and can be turned over to the tax collector for tax sale. So in here is the memorandum listing them. I just need to point out that there are 15 Barton Village water, wastewater, and electric accounts for 9 properties. There's 15 because a couple of properties have multiple accounts. So one property in particular has 3 separate electric accounts. And so that's why the numbers, there's 9 properties, but there's 15 utility accounts that apply to those. And in your packet, are the printouts of all of those accounts. So if you go through them, you'll see that this property has one water and three electric. So that's why the numbers don't quite match. Okay. And I did go through and verified at 4 p.m. today that none of these accounts received payments since I did up this warrant. So the totals are exact.
And like you had put a date as of yesterday at somewhere, didn't you? Did I see that?
July 7th?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the back of this page.
Oh, July 8th. Yep. Okay, so I need to change that to July 8th.
Okay, yep.
Yep. I will just do that right now. And we'll sign this. Okay. Yes, I drafted this yesterday, checked it and verified it again today.
Okay.
And didn't change that date, so nice catch. Thank you. I am comfortable with, and I believe it's necessary. I mean, the total of these accounts just for utilities alone is $13,406.
Yep. Yep.
So if these are potentially going up for tax sale, that we need to add these amounts or should add these amounts to them as well.
Yeah,
okay. So I am going to make a motion to send the delinquent water, wastewater, and electric accounts via warrant to the delinquent tax collector as listed in this memorandum.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Going on to discussion items, FEMA updates. I had a meeting today with our PDMG. It's still Karam. They haven't changed it on me again lately. And Alana is our state consultant. We have run into a little bit of a snafu regarding the three culvert main projects, High Street, Pleasant Street, and Lincoln Ave, that they wanted us to hire an engineer. So we got one proposal. We put it out for bid, Andy did, and we got one proposal from one engineer, Dubois and King, and it's coming in at $95,000 just to engineer those three culverts. The state is the, so these projects, except for Pleasant, were obligated. But because the state, when the engineer with the state came around and looked at these with Andy, they said they weren't comfortable issuing permits to do the work unless an engineer came in and looked and did an H&H study and determined how the culverts should be replaced and or repaired. So that was the recommendation. So then FEMA pulled, I thought this was when we were transitioning from Gabe, which was the PDMG I got after Maria, and then Gabe I only had for like a month and a half, and then I got Karam. In between Gabe and Karam, Gabe was supposed to have pulled out both of these projects for A&E. However, he only pulled out one. And because the one he pulled out, the A&E cost for an engineer, FEMA's only obligating $19,000. And I said, well, we obviously can't hire D&K for $95,000. And my concern is that these three culverts still have not been repaired. And unfortunately, we suffered flooding July 10th, the last 2 years. Today is July 8th. Doesn't mean we're going to get flooding again, but because these culverts are not repaired, it's not going to take a lot of rain to have more issues on our hands. So they are going to, PDMG, Karim, and Alana, the state consultant, was going to reach out to the state people and the FEMA supervisors to say, you know, she has a legitimate concern, here's the issue, you've got some obligated, you've got some that are only at one out for A&E with only a $19,000 A&E cost. She's got one proposal from an engineer coming in at $95,000. What do you expect her to do? We don't have the funding to cover that difference, and I told her we're not going to, but these need to get fixed. And they agreed, and so they're going to try to expedite and see what we can get done sooner rather than later. I'm done messing around. Like, this is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So we connect every 2 weeks. We are going to connect sooner than that as soon as they hear from their people what they're going to recommend that we do. They're not sure that they're going to be able to pull the Lincoln and High out for A&E because it's been obligated and then sent through. I'm fine with them sending it through because they gave us a boatload of money to do it. We wouldn't even touch half of the money that they obligated for that project, but we can't do it because the state won't give us the permits. So we need to, the state's gonna, I'm hoping, will work with us, bend with us. We're gonna have to figure something out because this is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. These need to get fixed. Mm-hmm. So more to come on that. Duck Pond, those five culverts are done. The catch basins are done. Doyle Lane is done. So I'm going to work on those summary sheets this week, get them submitted so that they can get them processed and through so that we can get reimbursement. The Duck Pond came really out of well. Here. It went really, really well.
I saw it. I went up there side by side and it looks very nice.
Yes, KMC, you know, did an excellent, excellent job.
Yep, that's nice.
And of course he questioned when he could expect payment. Well, I can't expect him to wait for us to get our FEMA money. So Sheila and I went through and we pulled out what we could, notified other people to say, we're going to get you in for the next warrant, but we had to pay the contractor because he's done this work and he's done a great job, and it had to be done before the end of June and he met the deadline, so I didn't want to hold him up. So that's where we are with FEMA. Any questions for FEMA?
Where are we with Padgett Park's culvert?
That permit, they gave it to us in kind. So okay. We're good. But on the permit, it says, not sure if it's going to not really suffice, but I can't remember the term that they use, the terms that they use, but they issued it in kind. Okay.
But we haven't gotten that money yet, or we did.
I think that's the one that we did. That was part of that one check we got.
Okay.
Because John and I had reached out to Kim to say, can we get some of this funding ahead of time? And I believe that was the one.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Department operations update. Water treatment facility. We have all the invoices for the lightning strike that happened back in May. I'm going to be submitting those to VLCT so we can hopefully get reimbursed for the expense of what got fried, the meter got fried. Andy and Lucas replaced the meter one night last week, and I've got their timesheets to submit as well. Not a lot of money, but we should be getting some of it back. They put a gate up by the reservoir up above the water treatment facility because of all the cleanup and work that they just did. They were afraid that if we didn't, some people might come through and just say, hey, look, clear ground where there's usually tree stumps and whatnot and dump. And that's really not a dumping site. So they put up a gate so that people can't drive in there to dump stuff, because historically people have left couches, garbage bags, and everything else, and Andy said, I really don't want to mess with that. I think that's it for water. We will move forward with that project now that we've chosen a contractor or company. Wastewater, I am waiting to hear from Mike Maynard to schedule a meeting. He's going to come up from A&E to discuss the project for upgrading, as well as where we're at, where the village is, how they want to move forward, that sort of thing, as well as next steps. So I'm hoping, I gave him a couple of dates, next Thursday, Friday, and then the following Thursday and Friday he had available, and so did I. So I'm just waiting to hear when he's going to come up. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull in Nate to join us as part of that conversation, because he's really going to be heading up this project.
That's Aldridge and Elliott, right?
It is.
Thank you.
Sorry, I
used
the acronyms. DPW, we hired the temporary summer help. This is his second week. I'm happy to say he came back. He's doing well. He is green, as Andy says, but Andy is holding his hand and not letting him do anything that he doesn't feel that he can do. Andy is going on vacation starting next Thursday, which I think is the 17th, and he's gone the rest of the week and then the following week for his annual main camping trip. He is leaving Joey with a list of tasks that Joey can do by himself. While Andy is gone, Joey will have Nate, Jeremiah, and myself to come to with questions, issues, or if he needs assistance. He knows that one of us three is here to assist him. He's comfortable with that. For the three departments today, I had a joint staff meeting. Jeremiah, Nate, Lucas joined us, Andy, Joey, myself, and Sheila, and we talked about summer vacations. I've created a shared BVI time off calendar, and everybody, including the office staff, have given me the dates that they are wanting to be off. I've gone and put them in the shared calendar, and I've shared it with everybody so that they can see who's off and when. If they want additional time off, they need to go through me, because I just want to make sure that there's adequate coverage. Nate and Jeremiah have provided me with their weekend on-call schedule through the month of August, I believe. So in the event something should happen on the weekend, they can't get reached, the company reaches out to me, I know who I need to hunt down to say we have an issue at the plant. Andy went through, we discussed also not only vacation coverages and so forth, because Lucas also has a day in July, Saturday, he's not available, so Jeremiah is going to do his testing for him. And then in the fall, Lucas has a week and a half where he's going out of the country, and so between Lucas and Nate, they're going to do his daily testing and keep an eye on the water plant. In the meantime, those two are going to job shadow and work with Lucas up at the plant just so that they get comfortable, also so that they can retest for their water exam sometime this fall, because unfortunately neither one of them passed the first round. They both missed it by a couple of points. They want to do it again, but they want hands-on with Lucas to feel more comfortable before they go in and attempt it again. So we're working on that. Andy for DPW, mainly roads, he went through his long laundry list of things that need to be done. Sidewalk repair, spot paving, the Lincoln paving project, the prep work that needs to be done for that. He's going to reach out to Norm to get a date from Pike as to when they think they're going to do that project, because we still haven't heard from them when. So he's going to reach out to Norm to see if we can get a date. Ditching, that sort of thing. He talked about, what weather is required to do the spot paving. Has to be a nice hot day. If it's raining, then they're going to be ditching. Communication. I echoed to them that they need to communicate amongst themselves. If Andy knows that, the forecast, it looks like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is going to be good, we're going to be spot paving, communicate it between the guys so that they know after they're done their testing at 8 or 9 o'clock that they will be spot paving with Andy and Joey. They seemed to be okay with that. They seemed to be open to that. I just ask that, you know, they also communicate with me weekly what the projects are so that I'm aware of what's being done and what needs to be done. And then, you know, if there's a communication issue, then I'll reconvene or intervene. But I don't think I'm going to have to at this point. I did get a little bit of hesitation about the vacation whatnot and the wanting to know who's testing on what weekend. And I just said, look, I've been hired as the business manager, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. I know that they've all become accustomed to having free reign, but those days are over. And so I just need to be kept in the loop, and they need to communicate, and we need to work together because we have lots of tasks and jobs to do, and we need to work together to get them done. Everybody seemed to be on the same page, so good news on that front. Office, we reviewed with Orleans, with Marilyn, about some accounting issues with some utility accounts that have inadvertently, just because of historical processes, became inactive, which meant statements stopped, interest stopped being charged. We have the list. The girls are going to start going through them to reactivate those accounts. Those accounts that get handed over to Sheila for collections, the routes will be changed. The account number, I think we said, is going to have an 88 in front of them. So that will tell them that this is an active account for us, or this is an inactive but active account for Sheila, and so forth, so that we don't have some dollars just sitting on the books and not getting collected.
Is this for delinquent accounts that just are no longer around here?
Any and all. So like a past due account that didn't get paid, we pulled the meter, property owner moved, so that account got closed, and the new property owner came in, they got a new account number. It doesn't carry over. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah. Right, basically. It wouldn't anyways.
It wouldn't carry over.
Right, but there's a lot of money sitting
inactive
and delinquent. Well, when you do that, it's not getting interest charged on it.
And it's not getting worked.
And so it's not, they're not getting a bill, they're not getting anything. So it's almost like you've written it off,
but
you haven't.
Right.
So we're going to make them active in the sense that they're going to get the 1.5% interest and they're going to get a statement still.
Yeah.
And they're going to be on our books
right.
to work, to follow up, to collect.
Well,
yep.
I would think, and then it would make them more aware that it's still there.
Right. Yep. So we're working on that. Sheila's doing a day and a half, sometimes 2 days a week. She's trying to reconcile bank statements right now. She's taken over the daily posting that Orleans was helping us out with, so that's getting done. So that means the money is getting in the bank, like, that day, the next day. We haven't really changed a lot, but we have had great discussion about what we would like to see, you know, moving forward as far as job tasks and so forth, and maybe eliminating some spreadsheets that might not be necessary or duplicative. So more to come on that, but the office seems to be running well, and so is everybody else. So that's
good.
All I have. Electric, sorry. I always forget electric. How can I forget electric? Hydro project kickoff happened. The hydro plant was shut down July 6th. Fairbanks Mills moved in Monday, July 7th, and set up shop. So that project is underway. VEPSO was notified that we've shut down because obviously that means we're going to have to buy more power because we're not making power. What else? I went to my very first VEPSA board meeting last week. That was interesting. Learned a lot, met a lot of new faces. Gentleman from, I believe, Morrisville was very kind, offered his assistance for anything I might need. So I thought that was very, I was appreciative of that. There's a VEPSA board retreat coming up on the 15th. It's an all-day event. I was originally told that I didn't have to attend, but I think I might just to keep the relationships going and to learn more about what exactly my role is sitting on that board. But I found it to be informative. As far as I know, still no money from NEK Broadband. I need to touch base with Crystal Thursday, and she's hoping to see John.
Yep, he has it on the board.
Yep. I talked to him about it as well. So hopefully we can get some money in from them because that would be very helpful. And then again, line of credit we're working on, that should hopefully get moving forward here as soon as I get them the typed minutes. And I think they'll even take the draft form of those, so we should be all set. Other business. I don't have any. Do you?
Did you want to do the discussion?
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped you. Thank you for reminding me.
That is what I am here for.
I'm so glad that you're here, Jacqueline. Marilyn, you wanted to add, do we want to keep to the second and fourth Tuesday night meetings, or do we want to go back to Mondays? What are your thoughts?
I absolutely don't care. I just didn't know if anybody else it was easier, because it absolutely doesn't matter to me.
I have no preference.
Me neither.
Jacqueline?
I really like Tuesdays. I hate Mondays, just perfect. It's long.
Well, so can I echo that?
Like the week really.
You know,
here,
and then it gives me time to be like,
So like I have no preference. However, Mondays in here, I'm sure Orleans can relate, is an absolute zoo. Like, I have, well, even today, I have my list. I'm doing this, this, and this. And then I have to add this, this, and this on top of that list. And I only get to this and not this and this. But Mondays is really tough. So I'm just thinking Mondays. Sometimes I'm a babbling fool during these meetings. A long day on a Monday, I might be really, really bad. So I'm fine with Tuesdays if you all are.
I like I said, I'm totally fine with it. I just wanted to bring it up in case it did work better for Mondays.
Yep.
So far, it works for me.
Okay. So I'm going to say we're going to keep it.
Good.
Perfect. Other business?
I have one question, or might lead to two.
Here we go.
We got some potholes now, like on Pack Street.
Mm-hmm.
When was Andy going to try and hit those?
Yep.
The crossing where they cut across.
Yep, he's going to fill that in too.
For the parade, I see they put some stay mat down.
He filled it in for the parade, yep. Yeah, it's on the list. So when he said his list today for spot paving, it's basically, I said West Street, and it's basically all streets. But he specifically said Lincoln is a major, Glover Street is a major, and Park Street, especially where they cut that up for that project.
Well, I just... And the only reason I say there's a few little holes, but
yep.
Boy, when you hit them, they're sharp.
Yep.
But my fear was, boy, when we had that parade go through there, then people on them stilts stick one of them in that hole and fall or something. I think might have dodged a bullet.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet.
You know.
For sure.
Just, other than that.
Would it have made him go faster?
He'd have gone fast, all right. I know how that gravity works. Not well.
Yeah. Definitely is on his list. And again, it's going to be dependent on weather.
Right. Well, so, I just wanted it on the radar.
Yeah. He's hoping to do some. I think right now the forecast, I think before he goes on vacation is good. So I think they're spot paving those 3 days before he takes off. But just remember, he's gone the 17th to the 6, I believe.
Well, I was really glad that they put that, at least put that statement or whatever in that.
Yeah, he did fill that in.
Because, boy, that was getting to be quite the bang cross here.
Yeah. He did fill in Roaring Brook Road before the 4th of July because of the traffic of going in and out of the fairgrounds, and there was a really big hole as you pull into the fairgrounds, so I was very thankful that he did that.
Yeah, I did see them doing that day when I was coming home.
Yeah, they did. So, yes, because they got a hole near you, I noticed. Yeah. So, yes. So, was that 1 and 2, or is there another?
No, that was all. I nailed them both well. Before you shut me down, I was done.
I could never shut you down, but I thought you were going to say that that blinking sign down there is not working, which I told Andy about today, and he's like,
I don't know nothing about nothing, do I, Jackie?
No.
Did you do something?
I didn't do nothing.
Anyway.
I said I wasn't bringing it up.
No. I noticed it. I have noticed it. I noticed it when I was going back and forth when I ran the fair gate July 4th, and then I ran it again July 5th. And I messaged Andy this afternoon. He took the afternoon off, and I said, before I forget, can you look at that flashing sign before by the church near the bridge? Because that one is not flashing. It was, but it stopped working somewhere along the line.
Do you know, is that like on an 8-hour...
It's constant.
Timer.
There's no timer. It
night,
just
day and night?
It blinks all the time.
Well, the kids will be safe at night.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was like a timer on it.
No, that unfortunately did not come with a timer.
Looks nice, though. I mean, I think they're nice looking lights.
Well, the thing is, you know, timers are pretty expensive. And like then, so the school has something that we don't know about, and it's not going off, and something happens.
Right.
They have a late basketball game or something.
Which could happen.
So my thought was, it's just better to have them blinking all the time than having kids there and they're not going off
to try
to schedule it. But
no, I agree. I just didn't know.
No, they're not programmable.
Well, that's it for me.
Okay. Nothing under other business?
No, I think that did it for me.
Okay. I do want to briefly go into executive session for a quick update. So it is 6:54 p.m. I'm going to make a motion. We go into executive session for legal action. 1 VSA State Statute 313A1E.
All
right, Okay. I'll second it.
We
all
hate
those,
to see you leave, but...
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
I was very impressed that we got...